Om Shanti. So now, sweet Madhuban is ready to say all of you, go soon, come soon. Because from today onwards, everyone will start packing and ready to go. So everyone full happy. So our university, University of Godfather, we students are privileged to be able to study every single day. 365 days study regularly without holiday. So you are happy that we have 365 days study without holiday, because only such kind of intense study can make us holy ultimately. So just being holy is the characteristic of the soul world. Just being holy in the soul world in Paramdham, we are holy, holy. Very pure, shining light, diamonds. But this study, in addition, makes us happy. Happy and holy. This is what is called as divine personalities. Happy and holy. Not just holy. So Baba has come again to re-establish whatever we have lost in our personal life and in societies, in families and in world. And that lost property is called as Golden Age, Satya Yuga, the age of truth, Sato Pradhan, pure world. So what is special about Raj Yoga education explaining about us about that lost property in our common past, global past, past of humanity, that is human history? What is special which Baba is teaching us? We all sitting here, almost all or practically all, have studied well in our schools and university history and geography. And there is one common thing in whichever language, through whichever books or curriculum or texts we have gone through the knowledge, education of history and geography, there is one common thing. The whole history and whole geography which we have studied shows us some colors of, or lots of colors of darkness in the form of negativity, wars, sorrow, sickness, puerility, conflicts and fights. Personal conflicts, family conflict, social, national. Isn't it? Whole history without exception. In whichever language you study this education, in whichever country you study, whichever curriculum, but the history which was taught to us definitely has the dark color in it. So with such kind of knowledge of history, with such kind of knowledge of our past, which was good percentage negative, good percentage of sorrow and pain in that, can any one of us have vision of sorrow-free future? Disease-free life. Pain-free relationship. Or bankruptcy-free economy or life. Absolutely not. With such knowledge of past, where there was all negativity taught to us in our history, we hardly can see or experience or think of the future with complete happiness. Satyug. So always we were talking about in the form of onlookers of peace and happiness in the world, we were always talking about better world. We were not talking about the best world or purest world or completely happy world or totally satupradhan world. We as human beings, social servers, political leaders, organizational leaders, we always were talking about better world. But Father of all souls come and announces very gently, "Dear children, I have come again to create totally complete heaven, complete world of original happiness, prosperity, health, good relationship for you." Satyug, not just better world, little bit better, no. Completely new world. So only through this education of Raj Yoga, we came to realize this cycle, that the human affairs, they pass through cyclic moment. Originally there was new world and now it is old world and something happened in between. But new world didn't remain forever, so old will also not remain forever. There is a time when old is changed into, transformed into new world. So this understanding gave us a very good percentage of hope for the humanity, hope and wish and desire to bring that new world first of all in our vision. So, this brother, already gone, to that new world. So, first of all, as godly students of this university, what we are taught, that we have to first experience that original past or new world in our awareness, at consciousness level, at intellect level. So experience of anything at consciousness level or intellect level is based on clear knowledge what that world was. And that world was full of happiness, so why happiness was there? How happiness was there? So for that, Baba has given us clear knowledge. Children, you were happy, absolutely happy, healthy, loving, powerful, prosperous, because you were pure. Purity was the foundation of the world being golden age, Satyuga. Purity. And Baba defined purity means no vices, because you were not in the consciousness of, in your life, in the consciousness of man and women. Therefore, there was no trace of, name and trace of the sexual attraction, physical attraction, any kind of dependency upon such physical joy. And that is why your intellect was very stable. No attraction of name and form, no dependency on any human being for your happiness. So, no lust, no anger, because then there were no desires being suppressed, and no hatred, no favoritism, no polarity. Oh, this one is very good, this one is not good. So no dislike, no hatred, no attachment, no greed, no laziness, no ego. So all vices which we know now because of body consciousness, which are the foundation, basis of the pain, roots of the pain in the human life and in the society. Baba says, you had ignorance of these vices. Our human consciousness didn't know such vocabulary. No vices. So therefore, whatever actions we did, whatever decisions we took, they were all pure. And when actions are pure, outcome or the fruit is happiness and health. So this is what we all have already understood. Am I right? We all reached here having understood it, having realized it. That is why we are called Rajyogi students. Those who now want to regain this original stage of the consciousness. Here we are not sitting as Sri Lankan looking to become pure, or Russians looking to become pure, Americans, French looking to become pure. Here we are sitting as souls, human souls, children of God who want to again become like Him, Bap Saman, to become again the creation in His image through His knowledge, spoken by Him through the mouth of Brahma. Yes? Simple? So once we are able to accept it, realize it and understand it, that vices are the root. Nothing else. Not because of poor economy, not because of the population, not because of any other reason, but because of vices. The whole world at present is like this, what it is today. Only because of vices. So once the reason is fixed, is known clearly, root is known clearly and understood profoundly, then God explains us the method, how to eradicate it, how to remove it. So it is not that we didn't sense that vices are not good for us. We started sensing it from the time they appeared first in the humanity, in the human history, from Copper Age onwards. From 2500 years before already, when vices started emerging, that was the time when we had sensed, we smelled that this is foul smell, this anger, this desire is not good. We sensed it because originally we were pure. But because reason was not known, we didn't know why we are having anger. We didn't know why I am having attraction to this one's form. We didn't know why I want to eat it more and more, why I am in greed. So therefore, we went on behaving in the same way, although we were not so much inside, not so much agreed with that consciously. Our conscience was telling us something is wrong. But what exactly? We didn't know. Yeah? Because we came in body consciousness. So Baba, after telling us very clearly that children, you were in golden age, and showed us that word through knowledge, explained the reason you lost his vices. Then Baba gave us clear understanding of what is the root of vices. Right? We all are sitting here understanding the root of vices. What was the root of vices? Forgetfulness of the self, body consciousness. We started recognizing ourselves as just physical beings, bodily beings, and we started dividing us or cornering us at the name of languages, nationality, religion, color, different other categories, economic, professional, etc. And that is why every time we created a thought, every time we added into negativity and waste in our mind and added pain in our life, and we were falling, going away from the golden age stage of the soul. Every time, every day, whatever living system in the world is there, whichever, whether in an organization or in our family or in country, there is always a method fixed of removing the waste which is generated as a result of that living system. In a factory, in house, in kitchen, if we cook in kitchen, we eat, we definitely have dustbin. Because whenever you do something, there is always some waste generated. And there is a system of waste management. But at mental level, at spiritual level, on daily basis we were doing the actions, creating the thoughts, living life. But the waste thoughts, all this negative outcome, this rubbish which was coming in the form of anger, dislike, inconvenience, nobody told us any kind of waste negative thoughts management. So this rubbish was accumulating. Yeah. So instead of golden urn, our intellect, it was golden urn. Sasud, zalatui sasud. That golden urn, swarna kalash, our intellect became iron age, it rusted urn. With all negative stuff in that, spoiling it every day more and more. So heaven disappeared from inside, and then it disappeared from the external world at physical level. So vices are like global waste, smellful, foul rubbish, which now has created hell in the world. So therefore, Baba had to come. Happy? We couldn't manage this waste, but Baba had to come to do this waste management, negative management, whatever we have created, and he gave us one golden version, slogan about our own selves. And what was that? Whole gathering is of translation, so I am going slowly and waiting till it is translated. So what is that golden version which Baba gave us as a gift, golden key to the golden age? You are a pure soul. You are not a waste bin or rubbish bin or garbage box. We thought we have become impure. Yes, a lot of impurity came, but still Baba told, still within you are diamond. And diamond never becomes rusted. Diamond remains diamond, yes, but it covers some dust over that. So Baba had given us a new hope, children. You can again become golden age and create golden age. So such students who could realize that I am a peaceful soul, point of light in the center of the forehead, and I am child of Supreme Soul, they start rising above. They start observing their actions so that there is less of impurity or no impurity. And that is why they are called rising personality, or in Hindi, Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari, rising personality, not falling ones, not Shudras, not spoiling themselves anymore, but rising above. Good, agree? So this is the gathering of falling ones or rising ones. We rise with different speeds. We move with different speeds, maybe ant speed, maybe the speed of bicycle, or maybe the speed of car or aeroplane, but we are moving higher. We are going ahead. We are not going back. We are not falling. So now, the most important thing is that all of us are able to share this beautiful truth with the whole humanity and become firm in this realization. Faith also, knowledge also, and to be able to share with others also, so that we become firm in that. We should be able to constantly see through our third eye heaven standing in front of us or in our palms. As Baba says, I have brought heaven in your palms. So therefore today we are here to do a small exercise, mental exercise, not physical. Ready? So you could get translation till this point? Ready to do exercise? Not physical. So when heaven will be there, or when heaven was there, where heaven was? In the sky or on the earth? Heaven was there on earth. It was in one country or it was in the whole world? Whole world was one country. And that country was called the country of light, the country of prosperity. It was called Bharat. Okay? So we are now starting exercise. Got translation? Raise hand, got? So we were in one country which was called Bharat, which was Satyug, which was heaven, no vices, only happiness, no pain, no sickness. And now, from one country to how many pieces? One world divided into how many pieces? More than 200 pieces. And all these 200 pieces have very strong boundaries. So as if we are in the cage, not in the world, cage. We have to do a lot of effort to move from one line to another line. If we just move like that, as in Golden Age, we will be punished. Legally, it will be legal offense. So we are at this stage, 200 pieces. And now, all these lines, in order for these lines to disappear, and in order for these vices to disappear, is there any single body in the world, any single organization in the world, government in the world, who has in their agenda this task? to remove all the boundaries and to unite the whole world and to make this hell into heaven. Any single government, whose agenda is this? Anyone? No. Little bit, in the land where you are sitting now, which geographically is called the land which was near Indus Valley and was named India, from time to time, the concept was being raised, last more than 2000 years, that the whole world is a family. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, whole world is a family. From time to time, only from this place, this sound was being created. So it was like forgotten memory, forgotten truth, but still it remained here. So now 200 pieces. So from this land, this concept was being spoken or being cherished or being announced. So if God has to come to establish heaven, where He will come? Where He will land from Paramdham? Where He will land? Out of these 200 pieces, He will land in this land, where at least this concept was left. The whole world is a family, where this memory was left. So when He comes here, then He helps us to do this exercise. So now let us start. So if we have to clean this whole room, let us consider this whole word with, we have almost 30 lines. You know, 30 lines, consider it like 30 countries. So if we have to clean all these countries, this whole hall, we will start from this place. And then we move like this, then move like this, then move like this. So let us, for example, take out of these 200 countries and out of 200 capitals, the capital which God says was capital all the time, 5,000 years almost, the land which remains capital is Delhi. Right? Indraprastha, Paristan. There are more than 100 main cities with big population of the world, but Delhi is second largest populated capital now in the world. First is Tokyo, with about more than 37 million population, and Delhi is more than 33 million population. So we can take Tokyo also, but Baba has told that Delhi will be the capital of future heaven also. So we do this workshop taking Delhi as example. Yes? So it means this table is Delhi. Are you using your visualization? This whole hall is world. We have to start cleaning. We have to start making heaven. So this table is Delhi. 33 million people. And again we come to that foundation of losing the heaven was impurity, vices. And because vices are there, lust is there, anger is there, hate is there, the biggest thing which we have now is hospitals and sickness. Physical illness. Okay? Because there are vices, so there are accounts and there is illness. So let's start from here. So let's take just little bit calculation for this realization, so that we can have a very beautiful understanding of how heaven can be experienced like this in our consciousness. Okay? So if there is lust, if there is anger, if there is hate, there is definitely going to be sickness. Yes, some accounts are also there. So if we have sickness, it means we need more and more hospitals, more and more doctors, more and more of medical waste, biological waste, and for that we need to have medical universities. So total area of Delhi is about 1483 square kilometers, about 1,500 square kilometers. Okay, I will go slow for translators. Total area of Delhi is 1,500 kilometer, and population I spoke more than 33 million. It is 2024. So now for this much population, at the present moment in this year, total number of government hospitals are 66. You can all do it for your own city also. If your city has to be made heaven, how heaven will come in your city? So total number of hospitals, government hospital, and it is a big area. Thousands and 2,000 beds, government hospitals. So 66 hospital in 1,500 kilometer square Delhi. And private hospitals, 172. Are you able to see that? Hospital, 172 and 66. How many? Yes? About 258 something. Yes? 260 hospitals. And in addition to that, the number of clinics is 1037. These are registered clinics, but there are non-registered private clinics also. So this means also a big area. Okay? Number of government hospitals, private hospitals, clinics, and then number of doctors. Then in every hospital, a big amount of medical waste. After surgery, body parts, the blood packets, syringes, bottles, glasses, blades, scissors, this all is not cosmetics. This is biological waste. So this all is there. And total number of pharmacist shop in order to sell the medicine in that is 25,000. 10 years ago, and now more than 35,000 in 2024. Okay, so it is because of sickness most of the time, because of negative thoughts, stress, greed, ego also gives. But most of the time because of anger, dislike, greed, etc., etc. Agree or not? Keep on waving hands so that you don't get lost. Yeah. So, this is just one or two vices. But then, there is major vice. Criminal assaults and rapes happening at high level. Theft, killing. Because of lust and anger. So, now see the another picture. Total jails in Delhi, 14 central jails. 14 central jails. And that also is a very big area. And total number of police stations, 95. Are you able to see Delhi? Now you see? And if there has to be police in that, police has to be trained somewhere, so that kilometer also is lost in settling these karmic accounts. That is not called living, but settling the karmic accounts. And then, total number of advocates in Delhi is 149,655. Got it? This is also third most in India. Other cities, there are even more. We are not talking about whole India. We are talking only about Delhi. Why? Because first we want to see Delhi as Indraprastha, Paristhan. So now out of this 1,500 square meter area, if we remove lust, anger, greed, ego, dislike, so it means we don't need hospitals, we don't need jails. Okay, take the brush and remove it quickly. Take the brush, move your hand up and remove it. As if we are delights, we are the population of Delhi, and there are more than 20,000 Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris in Delhi at this moment. So consider yourself, and there are about 400 centers, Baba centers in Delhi, and 20,000 numbers. So consider that we are also from Delhi, Delhi Vasi. Happy with this? What about your passport? Because we have to make Delhi into heaven again. We were there, we will be there again. So now if we brush out these vices, so we wipe out all hospitals and jails. And now see how much free space from aeroplane you see in Delhi. Free space. All hospitals and jails, sim-sim. About 300 hospitals, sim-sim. About how many police stations and jails, 14 jails and police stations, sim-sim. And this all free space, we paint flowers, gardens and all the trees and increase the size of our residence. From a small one room flat or two room flat, we make it a bigger house because we have a bigger space now. Like a mini palace, isn't it? So this is only about lust, anger and ego, dislike, hate, etc., etc. So like this, all five vices together create the need of, induce the need of such kind of infrastructure. So infrastructure of golden age only has gardens and palaces, two things. And infrastructure of hell, that is today's Delhi, present Delhi, present capital, has all these hospitals, all these jails, and you can understand the type of transport. We are not talking about transport now because it is more than enough for us to understand. And because our intellect was overwhelmed, overpowered with negativity, our thoughts didn't allow to remain in connection, in touch with the nature, with the five elements. So there also we got disconnected with the five elements. So five elements started operating in their own mode, flood mode, 50 degree plus 50 degree heat mode, or minus 50 degree cold mode, either too cold, and because of that also we started killing the animals for our food and for our coats, fur coat too. And then we created the animal farming structure, for our food. Do you listen this terminology? So this is health terminology. That in order to live, we have made animals not like living beings, but like as objects, physical objects, like chairs and tables being produced in the factory. So, in pure consciousness, we don't need to eat animals. We don't eat animals. So remove all these factories also from meat shops, from Delhi. How much area is left? Then again we add parks and increase the size of our palaces. Simple? So now you can see how easy is to create heaven. Once we know the root of hell is vices. So easy. But is there any government who is accepting God's message of making their nation so easily heaven just by removing vices and by announcing that from now in our cabinet or in our central government there will be only pure angels elected? Is there any government? Only Baba has created this government. All seniors, all juniors, all servers, all students, without single acceptance. There is no one who lives impure life. All live pure life, starting from top to bottom, whole structure. More higher the status or responsibility, more purity is expected or exercised or practiced. More concentration, more renunciation is practiced. So that to be able to run a structure free from negativity. Yes, you are happy or not happy? So then you can clap. Yeah. Because we are a part of this government. We are a part of this government. God has established this government. And now in the whole world, in about 140 countries. So this is called as a model of heaven in hell. Model. But this model has now expounded and has gone through a vast development crossing the whole world, that Baba's children are running the activities, the families, the centers based on five vices free policy. Five vices free policy. Yes? So this is how Baba has given us the pen or brush, pure brush. The knowledge of the elevated karma is that pure brush for drying the heaven, for creating the heaven, for bringing live heaven, real heaven on earth. And that brush is the brush of the vice-free karma, pure elevated karma, pure thoughts. So no matter wherever we go in the world now, this brush is with us. And we can paint that heaven, we can create that heaven. We challenge it. It is our challenge to the world. Invite us anywhere. We will not sit just here. Here is Madhuban heaven. I don't want to go from here. I will live here forever. If Baba keeps me forever here, I am happy. But we, children of God, have this knowledge, have this understanding. So we challenge. We have brush. We will make our home heaven, we will make our families heaven, we will make our cities heaven, heaven. On the basis of vice free consciousness, vices free awareness, intellect, vices free action. So those who think, yes Baba, I have understood. Now I have seen how you are creating the heaven, Baba, gradually removing all these from the earth and creating heaven. So those who think, I am Baba's helper and I am very happy to be the part of heaven. And wherever I will go, I will create heaven. Raise hand. Very good. Congratulations. 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 So now we enjoy this happiness with this clear faith and clear vision that I can see heaven and I can show anyone heaven within 10 minutes. Yes? Now you have learned how to show heaven. Remove vices, remove all infrastructure connected to vices, and here is the empty space for heaven, for garden and palaces. And there is free time for enjoying the life on earth. So now let us enjoy next few moments in Baba's love. But first, any question? Any question? Yes? 100% convinced that yes, vice-free life will bring heaven on earth. Vice-free life has made my life like deity, is making me an angel, and I will become deity. Yes, convinced, 100%. That is why we are here. So it means we can help anyone to realize it. Our task is to become a sample of such pure life. So, after going from here, in whichever country we go, start this operation, making a model of heaven. Start this operation. Start from your mind. Then, start from your kitchen. Is kitchen in complete order? Are there any things lying here and there? Everywhere medicine, everywhere some garbage. Order in the kitchen, in the almirahs, in the shelves, and the whole home, sleeping room, drawing room, guest room, in order. Remove anything which is not worthy for being kept in the house. Clean everything. Physically also, the house and the space should be shining. My dress always shining. If I have to do physical work, I wear apron and then clean everything and again shining dress. My face shining. Okay? The forehead. Where is my residence in this house? Show me. My residence is in this place, forehead. So forehead should not be covered with the weeds. Hairs on the forehead, they are like weeds. I am not visible. So I should be visible. Yes, got it. And remove all weeds from here and shining. So that they can see in this home there is a deity sitting. This is our duty. 3-4 days ago, Baba had given us this task. Children, now people do not have patience to listen. They want to see. And what do they want to see? They want to experience from the face, from the features, from the behavior, from vibrations, happiness of heaven, lightness of heaven, shining of heaven, strength of heaven, prosperity of heaven. So pure soul is the richest soul. Happy soul is the richest soul. So we go from here with such determined thoughts. Yes, Baba, we are ready now to make the whole world heaven. Om Shanti. And before we sit in Baba's remembrance and enjoy these thoughts, let's invite few sisters who think that I know how joyfully we will, very lightly, joyfully, we will enjoy the happiness in the heaven. So, I invite some sisters to come on the stage. Quickly. Yes? Anyone else? Light. Yes, come. Come quickly. Bistraji ma'am. Light body. Heavy body souls can sit. Tam sistrastai tujaj. Yeah. Enough. Okay. Yeah. It's okay now. So you can do movements from your own place. Huh? Can you help us putting a song? Yes, start. Yes. You just remain half moon circle.
Yeah. स्वर्ग बनाए दिल के आओ स्वर्ग बनाए आओ स्वर्ग बनाए दिल के आओ स्वर्ग बनाए